T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gym owners and fitness center owners from Buffalo to New York City, all across the state, are holding outdoor rallies today to call attention to the fact that gyms are still waiting for guidance on reopening. Joining us live this morning, Amy Buemi of Catalyst Fitness. There's a rally here in the Buffalo area today, right, Amy?
Yes, there is. It's to, get our word out that fitness clubs are essential and that we are ready and have been ready to comply with any mandating, any rules that the governor would like to give to us. We had hired a lobbyist out of Albany with a really great plan to reopen from top to bottom of cleaning and masks and being able to trace people if they were to be ill. We've had a doctor look at this plan. It passes every OSHA, CDC, DOH guideline. It is very thorough. We have done it and looked at it so that it could be safely done for the members. It's just not about us wanting to open. It is about the members, our staff, people getting back to work, people being able to come back into the facilities and use them and for their health and wellness, which is so important, and that is why it's essential.
What, if any, communication have you had with the state over the past month?
The only communication that we've had is we put this great plan together to be able to reopen. It went into the governor's office. They said it was the best plan they've ever seen. And then that was it. It's been radio silence.
Wow. And we heard Mark Poloncarz, the county executive, say yesterday that he's going to bat for bowling centers. Have you talked to him about the possibility of him going to bat for gyms?
We have. We've been in some emails back and forth. I'm not quite sure. I'm so frustrated with indoor soccer, lacrosse, hockey. It's a lot of contact. I want everybody to be able to reopen. I'm slowly and safely. I want things to get back to normal. But when we put together this plan, and doctors that do this infectious disease for a living, and they say that this is a good plan, and if done, then we can reopen. I'm very confused why we can't. I'm just so frustrated right now.
You're taking part in this all across the state. Gym owners taking part in demonstrations today to say that they can reopen safely. Is this maybe even like a last gasp for a little bit of attention to be put the way of gyms? Because it seems like once we hit phase 4, it was said that gyms wouldn't be a part, and then we really haven't heard anything.
Correct. We've heard nothing. And this is what we do. We want to be able to get all of our voices together to be heard that we are essential and to put this back on the table to say, why? Why are you ignoring us? Why can't we, get a shot? Because there's 47 other states that have fitness clubs open. We have the ability to trace, which other companies and other industries do not. So if somebody were to say, I think I may have been around it, I think I may be sick, we can go back, see who was there, contact all of those people, shut the club down, thoroughly clean it again before we reopen. But we're able to contact people to say, just so you know, at 2:00 on Monday, Jane Doe was in and she thinks she may have it. She's getting tested. I mean, we have this ability to do this. between the air filtration, between the social distancing, the temperature taking, the masks, the limited classes, whatever, the limited occupancy, whatever the governor would like to ask of us, we want to comply. This is not a fight today. This is not something that, we want to be ugly. This is just, these are the facts that fitness clubs are essential for people's health and wellness. And I mean, there's so many things that even the doctor agreed on, with heart disease and blood pressure and, arthritis and movement and depression and sleep depriving and anxiety. There's just so many things, and the hospitals don't talk about it, but the depression and the suicides have, been very high, and the drug uses have been very high. And these are things, people look to the fitness clubs as their outlet, as their endorphins being released. And when it's taken away, going for a walk outside just doesn't do it.
Right. I mean, you're willing to even accept a 20% occupancy if that's what it is.
Correct. I am. I am willing. I'm willing to full masks. And if you come in without a mask, then you can't come in this building. Whatever the governor would like us to do, we want to comply. We do not want to fight. We want to comply. We just want a discussion.
And hopefully that can happen at some point soon. Amy, thanks so much for the time. That's Amy Buemi of Catalyst Fitness joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.